you say God is all-pervading, God is everywhere, that concept of his being is there, isn't it? One who believes in the existence is there. He's all-pervading. But what makes his being tangible is the avatarhood. That infinite existence, which we call infinite consciousness, is informed. And that form makes his being more tangible when he takes the form. So makes his being more tangible, makes his love more tangible, makes his kindnesses, mercies, his compassion, whatever you call all the attributes, become more tangible to us in his being, in that concentration, in illusion. So that's how it is, of course. That when now you can pray to God, no doubt, the whole world that believes in God prays to God, looks forward, where is he? Why is it, one day Baba asked us, why is it that whenever we are in our act of worship or praying, or actually he did like this, that we do like this, as if we are seeing somewhere above us. Why is it? Yeah, is it not we do that? It is so. Why is it like that? Why? Why do we do that? Even a person who has no sight or anything like that, he just looks like that, you see. But why is it? Because he is beyond, or beyond us. You follow? Mm. So where is our beyond? It's like that. We don't look down there underneath us, but beyond us is always beyond our mind. Mm. So beyond our mind, seat of mind is here. And beyond it is, that's why we have our eyes glued on to something beyond, you see, when we adore him, worship him and all that. So, and we derive satisfaction out of it.